Down here on the coastal plain, we've all heard of erosion, which is wind and water moving soil and rock. That's how some people think the Carolina Bays were formed. One of them is Jerry Johnson, a retired professor of geology at the College of William and Mary. I drove to Williamsburg one morning to ask him about the Carolina Bays.
I had a student who had an airplane. And I said, well, Jim, when you're flying over the Eastern Shore, you see the Carolina Bays? And he said, what Carolina Bays? So lo and behold, we went down, we got in the aircraft, and he went over the Eastern Shore, and I says, look, Jim. He says, oh my gosh, they're all over the place.
Indeed they are. About 500,000 shallow depressions in the ground, elliptical in shape, with white sand rims that are usually higher on the southeast edge. There's a lot of controversy about how old they are. Then again, there's been a lot of controversy about nearly every aspect of the Carolina Bays. I mentioned to Johnson that I had visited some bays in Pungo with the retired head of the Agriculture Department in Virginia Beach.
Now, what did he tell you about their origin?
He favors the theory of oxbows cut off.
Interesting. You know, there are a whole plethora of ideas.
I've seen about 19.
Oh, this is got something. Everything from whales, fish. Did you get the one where they're formed by an impact on the glaciers and blobs of ice were dropped, shot out and from there and created them?
Carolina Bay researchers tend to fall into two camps. One side favors an extraterrestrial explanation, a comet exploding. The other side says their origin is right here on Earth, plain old wind and water. Johnson walked through his reasoning with me. It involves wind off the glaciers, blowing sand around on a landscape that doesn't have much vegetation. Then another agent comes into play, water. Water smoothed the rough edges of wind-gouged depressions, Johnson says, until it formed the elliptical Carolina Bays. Critics of the wind and water theories point out that even though the wind still blows and water still moves, no Carolina Bays seem to be forming today. Johnson sees some problems with his theory, but he's just as skeptical of their ideas.
When you go to these other, what I call exotic theories, they fail. And I think the extraterrestrial fails badly because you have to have a phenomenon. Are you ready? You have to have a single event repeat itself multiple times coming from the same direction and only one place in the world.
Well, there's the controversy again. Alan West and his colleagues have proposed that the Carolina Bays all formed at the same time, in one enormous explosion of supersonic wind and fire 12,900 years ago. On one extremely hot day this summer, I went with them to hunt for evidence. It was 99 degrees, blazing afternoon sun, and we were running around in a melon field, trying to find the white sand rim of a Carolina Bay.
Over there.
I believe you're right.
That's the rim, right?
I think that's the rim.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
The Carolina Bays point northwest. If you draw a line along the long axis of each bay and extend it for several hundred miles, the lines converge where the researchers think pieces of a comet exploded over an ancient ice sheet. And there's more. Alan West.
If it were circulating water or wind and water alone that were forming the bays, they'd be forming today. And they'd be going all directions, but they aren't going all directions. They all converge at the same point, roughly in the Great Lakes areas, and that's in crossing states from Alabama into Georgia, into Carolinas, and into Virginia, far away as New Jersey, their bays. And then their bays out across Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma in Texas that are every bit as big as the ones on the coastal plain, and they point towards the Great Lakes.
West and his colleagues have also found 10 different minerals and elements, called markers, that come from outer space. They're in a thin layer of black soil that contains a lot of charcoal, soot, and organic matter, the kind of stuff you might expect after a big fire. This black mat is found over top of arrowheads and spear points from the Clovis people, who vanished about 12,900 years ago. It's also found over top of the bones of giant prehistoric animals like woolly mammoths, indicating that it formed after they were dead. A similar layer, with similar extraterrestrial markers, called the KT layer, led to the theory that a cosmic impact killed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. We trudged through soft sand and dirt, sweating. West glanced down at my hiking boots and said I probably had diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Diamonds! There are two kinds of diamonds that turn up in Carolina Bays, one with the usual crystalline shape and one that has extra atoms jammed in to make a curious squashed shape. West filled a plastic bag with white sandy soil that he'll take back to his lab and examine under a microscope.
So what we'll do when we get back to the lab is we'll test these for carbon spherules, magnetic grains, magnetic spherules, depending on what we find. We may then go on and look for the diamonds, which are much harder. But if we find magnetic or carbon spherules, we'll definitely look for the diamonds in them.
So the spherules are small, but the diamonds are even smaller.
Yeah. In fact, a single spherule, carbon spherule, is about the size of the period at the end of a sentence. And in that, there may be as many as a billion diamonds, one spherule. So they're incredibly small, smaller than a virus. And do you remember the last time you saw a virus? See, there it is, they're small.
West says the diamonds are the best evidence so far to support the comet theory. The dinosaur extinction had 14 markers. West has found 10 in the Carolina Bays and the Black Mat.
The same kind of markers that are found in the dinosaur extinction we found in this level. So that happened 65 million years ago, and this happened 12,900 years ago. And we found this discrete layer from offshore California all the way across the continent to South and North Carolina, and then across the ocean into as far as Germany. Frankly, even though the diamonds are the strongest of those 10 markers, it's the collective weight of all 10 of them that's important. While someone may be able to argue away one or two or three of those markers, it's very difficult to argue that all 10 of them happening coincidentally only in the same layer across two continents is accidental. It wasn't accidental at the KT extinction when the dinosaurs went extinct, and so not accidental now, we think.
Wes says that if a comet hit Earth and really did cause all the things covered by his theory, mass extinction, ice age conditions, disappearance of the Clovis people, creation of the Carolina Bays, it can happen again. He points out that comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 broke into 20 pieces before it hit Jupiter in 1994. Then he tells me a story.
We knew that this was a catastrophe, one of the only ones, only impact that we know of that would have had a severe impact on the people living at the time. And many of those people are thought to be ancestors of the American Indians. So it naturally occurred to us that perhaps there's some remnant of this catastrophe in the cultural stories of those people. But one of the stories in particular is about as graphic a story of a cosmic object hitting as possible. And it's widely considered by the tribe to be the oldest story that they know. And then in the story, this long-tailed, bright object, which sounds a whole lot like a comet, actually swung down out of the sky, and the tail brushed across the countryside, And the tail was responsible for killing giant animals. They actually have those in the story, giant animals. It killed many of the people. They say it was so hot it caused the ice to melt off the mountains. It caused rocks to melt. And it caused all the trees to catch on fire and the bushes. So in the story, the people then, after it was all over, came out of this muddy bog to find a devastated world.
Doesn't sound like much fun. Is it true? And could it happen again? The answer might be in our own backyard, in these shallow depressions in the ground that are almost impossible to see without an airplane. The Carolina Bays. For Pilot Online, I'm Diane Tennant.